Oh yeah, this is where it's at. You got your You got your bucket hat on. I got my bucket hat on.
Got my homie hat on.
Your homie hat, thanks to
the homies.
Ben Shoshwich.
Yeah.
What's the last name? Shosh.
Babe, I don't think we can say last names.
Ben, thank you, Ben. From down under, we appreciate it. We're listening to one of our favorite DJs, Fisher, and he wears a bucket hat and sick glasses all the time. And yeah, so that's what you guys hear in the background.
He hasn't done any burpees yet.
I know. So first of all, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Our Naked Story podcast.
Are you recording?
Yeah. And we are so happy to be back because it is almost the new year. Today is December 30th. It's a Saturday. And I don't know. It's been a fantastic year so far. And it's always, you know, kind of like a bittersweet ending to every year. Because you're like, wow, that was so great. How can I make next year even better?
Are you serious? I'm like, dude, it's ready for next year.
Ready for it to be over.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. You're ready.
Ready.
I love it, dude. You're always just looking for the future.
Yeah.
Put your shades on.
Put my shades on.
Yeah. Come on.
We're doing
a Fisher party. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Now you're ready. I love it. So here's cheers to 2023. What a great year, everybody. Thank you all for all the support.
Cheers.
And the listens and the likes and all that jazz. But most importantly, thank you for keeping I have to drink. Most importantly, thank you for keeping nudism alive.
Alive and well.
That alive was and well.
Blake's drink.
Oh, yeah. We didn't put talent down today. Sorry, guys. There's going to be a lot of ding-dong dinging today because it happens. So, yeah. But what an incredible year. We had some great adventures. I did a little cool thing on my personal Instagram today where it showed like every month is like one of your pictures, whatever.
Highlights. Cool.
Highlight. Yeah. So January was still work season, but you know, it was fun. And then February was awesome. It was your birthday. And then did the road trip. Yeah, we went up to we started in Nevada, then we went to Utah, then we went to Colorado, and we checked out Orvis Hot Springs. Shout out to Orvis Hot Springs. You guys ever been there?
Super,
check it out.
Super sick hot springs.
Yep. You can be naked. So there's that. And then we went to New Mexico, which I never thought that I would find myself in New Mexico, and it was a great time.
Went to Santa Fe, checked out Meow Wolf.
Meow Wolf.
And it was pretty cool. Pretty cool vibes.
Very cool vibes. But yeah. And then we went to Texas for one night. Yeah. Wasn't too crazy. I don't really have anything to say about Texas because we didn't really like that one spot we did go to was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know? And then we went to Arizona, which is cool. Saw my grandparents, saw the Grand Canyon. That was your first time.
Yeah. Cool. And it was snowy.
It was. It was fun. I liked how we adapt and overcame every situation.
Yeah.
In that trip. And in life, you know, but
adapt and overcome.
Yeah, in particular that trip. It was raining. It was snow. It started to snow a little bit. There's snow on the ground. Remember we built that snowman? We put the cigarette in his mouth.
Well, not surprisingly, but kind of surprising to us was New Mexico had the best weather.
That's true. It did.
It was warm.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be
cold.
Cold as fuck the whole time. But
it was, we were like sweaty.
Yeah.
At White Sands.
Yeah. Most of our clothing that we brought was for cold
weather.
Shit. Yeah. Also, gas super cheap. So if you need to fill up your tank, head on down to New Mexico.
We don't know.
Gas is like $1.80. It's crazy.
I don't know.
Dude, we were like back in time.
I don't know about any nude places in New Mexico, though.
Yeah. I guess
we didn't do that much research.
Yeah. We also didn't really think we were going to go to New Mexico.
No, we didn't. It was kind of a spur of the moment.
We thought we were going to spend more time in Utah, which I'm sure Utah's laws are probably a little strict against nudity.
Yeah, we have no idea, so we can't say.
Yeah, that's true. So
anybody in Utah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Cool. Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's start the show with a little bit of tunes. Here we go. Huh? And I'm pretty hot too, dude. So one of the things I'm grateful for this December. Oh my God, sorry, I just took a big hit of my vape. I forgot to breathe. This cannot be good for you at all. If you're vaping out there, try to stop it with me in January. One thing I've been super grateful, this December has been badass. It's been beautiful weather. I think today was kind of the only shitty day. Not even shitty. It was just like kind of drizzly a little bit, but still like kind of warm. It wasn't cold, you know? I hate the cold so much with all my heart.
I love the cold.
No. See, that's where, miscommunication right there. So you must have heard that I love the cold. I don't love the cold. I hate it, actually. I hate it a lot.
Play like that ice baths, you know, running around naked in the cold.
So, no, I don't. I like taking, when we take those naked pictures, it's only like a couple seconds of us in the snow and stuff. But I did try the other day after the gym. I tried going into the swimming pool at Olive Dell, and it was fucking cold, dude. And that was not even like real ice bath shit. And I did 20 seconds, but I get it, you know, like right when you put your feet, like I have, because I like, okay, in the summertime, if it's cold water, I'll put my toes in. I'm like, okay, I'll ease my way into it, blah, blah, blah. This one I had like a purpose, you know, like I know what I'm doing. I'm getting in there. I'm going to sit there for a little bit, rejuvenate myself, blah, blah, blah. So right when I put my feet in, automatically I was like, get the fuck out of here. No big deal. So then I was like, fuck it. So I actually powered through and got in.
You didn't jump in?
No. I didn't even put my head under. Mm. But I sat there. I was up to my neck though, for sure. And yeah, dude, after like 2 seconds, it, like my body was tingling, started to hurt a little bit. And I was like, there's no way this is good for you. But then afterwards I felt fine. When I got out, got in the shower, and it was
amazing.
Good to go. Yeah. So if you don't have an ice bath at home and you want to do an ice challenge thing or an ice bath thing, mm-hmm. come to Olive Dell because the pool's cold.
Oh, yeah.
As
they're
fuck.
Having the polar bear plunge.
Yeah.
January 1st.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is in one day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, 2 days. 2 days. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But is that a minute? No, it's the next day. Yeah. It's January 1st. You're right.
Yeah. January 1st, I think afternoon-ish.
Yeah. But you guys should do it. It's not crazy. It doesn't.
Everybody jumps in the pool, swims to one side, swims back.
Yeah. It's easy. Some people stay in. Yeah. Some people stay in. I don't know. But also, it's pretty nice weather lately. So it actually might be pretty
refreshing.
It might
refreshing.
Be warm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
not
the
pool,
near,
but
yeah,
outside.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry. You stopped doing that.
So what are we going to talk about? Unism today.
So I want to talk about changes, not only in the weather.
Changes.
Oh, that's a great song. That's all I know of that song, though. It's a good, like, yeah. It's a good, yeah. But, yeah, I just want to talk about change. So I sent you a message the other day. It was like that hippie guy who's like, you guys, I just talked to the trees, you know. And it, at first glance, you're like, okay, it's just some hippie dude being a hippie, whatever. But he had a pretty good point. He's like, you know, all he was like in the forest. He's like, the trees just talked to me. It was more of a joke on his part, but he was just like, the trees talked to me. And, you know, they've been spending all year, you know, creating all this energy to make these leaves, you know, and now it's wintertime and all the leaves have fallen off. And it's just like, this is like their bare selves. And like, they have nothing, like they just are here mm-hmm. and they accepted the fact that like everything they worked for all year is just gone.
Yeah.
But they're still there and they're still just like happy to be trees. You know what I mean? Which I think is a pretty good metaphor as far as like what you do, like for two things. One, it shows how much work everybody has put into themselves throughout the year. Whether on last January 1st, your New Year's resolution was to whatever, lose 1,000 pounds and you lost 900 pounds. Like you still did a lot of work. You at least like went out there, you like, even if you didn't succeed in your full resolution, as long as you like, oh my God, okay? Sorry. I was getting into it too. Sorry. Wow.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. But I just feel like even if you didn't succeed 100% in your resolution, that doesn't give you like, don't feel that you've failed. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how I feel. Like I had a lot of things, resolutions, and I kind of lost, like everybody does. You kind of lose them after first couple of months, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Were they goals or were they like to do's?
They're more like to do's. Like, yeah. Oh, this one I'm gonna do every day. This one, you know. And I did, you know, for the first couple of days I did it, and then like, okay, well maybe like
they
I'll
weren't
just stick
like
to...
specific goals. It
exactly.
Was just like, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like what the guy was saying about the trees, it's like you still, like, whoever you are right now in this point on December 30th, 2024 or 23, like, that's what you worked hard to be this year. You know, yeah, it might not have been what you expected to be on January 1st of this year, but, you know, you, instead of looking back and saying, what didn't I do? Just be like, what are the things that I did do? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think obviously, like, for me personally, I still want to be critical of myself and I still want to, like, push myself. And I'm kind of more of a person who's like, I kind of feed off of that, not negativity, but like of that, like, come on, you motherfucker, like, wake up, like, don't be a bitch, like, all this stuff, whatever. I know that's not the same for everybody, but I just feel like just still be proud of what you did, whatever you did. You
know, I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was like the trees give all themselves like half of the year, and now they, it's kind of like the giving tree. Not like they have nothing left to give, but all they're like bare.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking the time to rest. And that's what I think winter is for. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, you're not as go, go, go. Like, the weather is a little, like, alters the activities you can do. So it's time to, like, just rest and rejuvenate.
Yeah. Before you just get fucking crazy for next year, dude.
Yeah.
Which I'm super excited for. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now. We won't get into any of it at all, but as some people do know, for Olive Dell Ranch, Bobby and Becky are no longer here.
Who are Bobby and Becky?
Bobby and Becky are the owners, well, were the owners and managers of Olive Dell Ranch for years and years and years. Bobby's father was the one that started Olive Dell Ranch back in the 60s. It's a very sad time for this chapter, especially because we are very good friends with Bobby and Becky. But we want to say thank you so much for everything that they did put into this resort, everything that they made this resort into. And we're trying to stay optimistic and we're hoping the best for Olive Dell Ranch, as it continues through this new change.
Yeah.
But we just, from Our Naked Story to Bobby and Becky, we just want to say thank you so much for, one, giving us a home, and two, just like giving us this opportunity to be able to promote nudism from this place. And it's just been, it's been a beautiful 7 years and counting. So,
well, longer than 7 years.
Well, I mean, for us
that we've been coming here, that we've known them.
But yeah.
Yeah. You and I met each other here.
Exactly. Yeah.
And with all this place, I don't know.
I know. We probably would never would have met. Well, so, we for sure never would have met. Yeah. If it wasn't for this place. So we're
super grateful.
Yeah. But that's all I want to, that's all I want to say for that. If you guys want to do more research on what's going on, you can. That's not really our place to say anything. So
yeah, it's just the tossing of the baton to the next.
Yeah. But I did want to read off a poem for today regarding that. It's one of my favorite poems that I learned when I was a child. Obviously, I don't memorize it, but... It's a beautiful poem, and I'm sure everybody's read it before or heard of it or knows about it, but it's The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. So I just kind of want to read it off to everybody real quick. Who texted you?
No, Michael.
Oh, okay. All right. So two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry could not travel both. And be one traveler long I stood and looked down one as far as I could. To where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for the passing there, had worn them really about the same, and both the morning equally lay, in leaves no step, had trotted black, oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverge in a wood and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. So, yeah, I like that one. I like that one because, to me at least, it's like, which we've kind of talked about this before, where like, I don't really feel in life, this is kind of like just my own thing, I don't really feel like people really have a choice in what's going to happen, like in the whole universe itself. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about the Olive Dell thing. I'm just talking about in general, for this, for the new 2024 season. I don't think people really have too much of a choice of what the outcome of their life is going to be. You might feel like you're in control. But I think that it's better to live a life where it's like, I know it's, we kind of joke about this, but it's like, it's either this or that. You either do it or you don't do it. And like, you can't look back on things and be like, well, what if I did this or what if I did that? I think it's like, well, I did this. This is what's happening. So let's just go on from there. So
I also think it's like never too late to like do something either.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. Yeah. You can make that choice to continue on, but you, I feel like you can't be like, oh, well, what if I did this when I was like back in my 20s? Like, yeah. Like your 20s are for like the 20s are gone already. So yeah, just do it now then.
It's
like
better to live in the, not in the moment, but in the present moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not in regret.
Exactly. Yeah. But I don't know. I like it. And I think that's something I really want to focus on for 2024. I don't know. What do you want to focus on 2024, Elizabeth?
Just being a better human.
Yeah.
For myself and for the world.
Yeah. What does that consist of? Recycling more?
Yeah. Recycling more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just not flushing the toilet. Just kidding. I don't have specifics.
No, that's good. I mean, it, well, and that's kind of like, that's a pretty like good broad like goal.
Yeah, it's too broad. I don't know. You put me on the spot and now I got nervous.
Oh, sorry. No,
I'm not going to list my
well,
New Year's resolution.
I don't think that. I don't think that's too broad. I think it's just like be a better person. Like you'll like that's every moment that you have in life now from starting next year. Mm-hmm. Like you have that thing like, okay, how can I be a better person in this one situation here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it kind of, it gives you so many more opportunities to accomplish your goal.
No,
you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. But cool.
Cool.
Anyways. So what are your plans for, New Year's?
New Year's Day?
Sure.
I think I'm just going to chill in bed.
Yeah.
Read a book.
What book are you reading right now?
The Power of the Subconscious Mind.
Yeah. You like it?
It's pretty cool.
Well, what is it about? Tell me.
It's about whatever you think about constantly will happen. Kind of like the law of attraction.
Okay.
It's just whatever you, it's like, you know, things that you vocalize, things that you do, and the things that you think about constantly. If you're vocalizing like, oh, you know, I want to get promoted, but then in your mind, you're like, I'm never going to get this promotion. What you're thinking about in your mind will come to fruition.
Yeah.
So, but you have to switch your thoughts thinking, I already have that promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Just focus on that feeling versus the worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. This just teaches you like to focus on your thoughts mostly.
Yeah. Well, I like it. You mentioned that to me the other day when I was like, oh yeah, like I'm having this dream about, you know, this promotion at work right now. And I keep daydreaming about it. And you're like, well, like, what does it look like to you?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of telling, and I was like, but you know, I don't know. And you're like, no, you can't have.
Yeah. You can't have the doubt. I mean, yeah. Obviously you're gonna have doubts, but you can't focus on the negative, the doubts, because I guess it's what it's saying is whatever you focus on, you're asking for and will come back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it a lot. And I think it definitely, it has a lot of power to it. That's something that I feel like because you've read this book before, and I think you helped me with it, where like when I was going to school about like what I wanted to do with my life, I wrote what I wanted to be. I didn't just write what I wanted to be. I said, you are a, and I put what I am in the future, you know? And then I think doing stuff like that, and then you kind of just fill in the blanks. So it kind of comes into like two different thought processes. So it's The Power of the Subconscious Mind. And then it's also from that Atomic Habits book by James Clear, which if you guys haven't read it, I highly recommend it. But he was just saying like, instead of being like, oh, I want to lose 100 pounds. Don't make that your goal. Make your goal. What does somebody who loses?
Smaller.
Yeah. What does somebody who loses 100 pounds? What does their life look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So like, do they go to the gym every day? Do they wake up in the morning and they go, "Oh no, like you know, I don't really feel like doing this today."
Well, it's
or
like
whatever. You know.
Stephen Abrao is like, you break it up into smaller goals. So you set your goal. I want to lose five pounds each month to accumulate to.
However much you want to. Yeah.
Like that's a more like obtainable goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I like it. I don't know. And it's just like, you're just kind of just filling in the blanks for, for what you want to be. You're already with that mindset, the subconscious mindset, like you already are that person that you want to be. You already are that goal that you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. All you have to do, you just have to get there. That's it. It's already there. Anybody can, for the most part, you can, without sounding cliche, you can be and do whatever you want to do.
What are your goals for this podcast?
For this podcast? One, I'd like to do more of them for sure. I want to have more guests on, but I want to have more people on that, like, this kind of sounds messed up to say, but like that are kind of like better than me. Like, mm-hmm. like I feel like all of our guests that we've had so far, they've all have like really cool experiences. They all have like better like life stories than I do. They have like better education than I do and stuff like that. So I want to get more people like that on, you know,
to talk about naturism.
Well, to talk about naturism. I want, cause like one of my main goals for like this podcast and just for nudism in general, like when we share it with other people, it's like, we're just regular people. We're like, there's no law out there. There's no like code that says like, oh, you have to be this certain type of person to be a nudist or whatever.
No.
And
yeah.
I know that we've talked about it time and time again. We're like, yeah, the word nudist, the nature, all that. I'm kind of like, I want to step more away from that as far as like, oh yeah, like this labels. Is what a nudist is. And you know, I don't know. It's a weird thing that we're playing with, you know, as far as like trying to promote it and advocate it, but we want to get newer people in, you know, like it's like anything, like, you know, things are going to start dying out. Words start dying out, different, like not channels, but like nudism, like,
it's just like a shift in movements.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it might not be happening where we always are used to it happening, but yeah. It's happening in other places and it's thriving in other places.
Yeah.
So it's just like getting it to thrive again.
Exactly.
In this area. Yeah.
Exactly. In this area. Yeah. What would be ideal. Because, I mean, there's plenty of other places.
I don't think it's ever going to be dead.
You know, I hope not. I really
don't think so. Because, yeah. I mean, clothes aren't materialistic objects, so.
Yeah. And plus, I feel like a lot of people just love being naked. Being naked is fucking awesome. Whether exactly. you want to call yourself a nudist or not, like.
To be, like, yourself in a natural state. I don't know.
Well, I mean, and there's a reason why fucking there's nudist photographers and nudist artists and fucking nude art classes and stuff. Like, the human, they've been having that for years.
Oh, yeah. We just went to a cool art show.
We did, yeah.
Who was the artist?
Deed Fettelman. Yeah.
And he photographs people rock climbing in the nude.
Yeah. Which is fucking insane. Yeah.
They're not even wearing rock climbing shoes, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Fully nude. But it's beautiful. And like, even like watching, I was watching the climbing videos this morning. Like, dude, just the rocks themselves, like, without trying to sound like this, like, weird hippie dude or whatever. Like, dude, like, they're beautiful. Like, rocks are fucking awesome. And I even thought about it too. I'm like, dude, even if you have like little pebbles at your house or like in your backyard, mm-hmm. like if you had like a microscope or something, you looked at a rock or a pebble under a microscope, mm-hmm. like it'd probably be as beautiful as a fucking billion pound boulder, you know, like in the middle of a fucking creek or something. Like, I don't know. It's all about perspective, I guess. But I don't know. Rocks, they have something about them where it's just like they've been there for thousands and thousands of years and they just sit there like beautiful, majestic, like,
yeah,
I don't know. And they're still like, they're not like they're not alive, but like they're not as live in the same sense as like trees are. Like trees obviously are super beautiful. They're amazing. They, you know, like the giving or the tree of life and stuff like that. But like a fucking rock just sits there for all of eternity until it gets smushed down into like another rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like pressure and time.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I think it's part of us.
You think rocks are?
Are not part of us, but part of our history.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I don't know, I like it. I would like to get into that this coming up year. I'd like to get
into rocks,
more rocks, learning more about like rocks and what kind of rocks they are, and why they are how they are and stuff. Learning more, I just want to learn more shit, you know. Like, I feel like the little bit that I know the most of it. Does that make sense? I don't know. Not that I know all of what I know, but I don't know much. But the little bit that I don't know, I know as much as I do. So
cool, bro.
There's that. But anyways, all right. Well, all right. Well, we just wanted to wish you guys a happy nude year, and we hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful 2024, and we will be checking back in with you guys when the new year comes in. So make sure you guys have fun. Do not drink and drive. It's not worth it. Take an Uber, take a Lyft. Trust me.
Yeah, don't drive.
It. Even if it's a $1,000 Uber, take the Uber, okay? Or walk home. I don't know. Okay, probably don't walk home. I don't know. But we love you guys. We're going to finish off the show with the Wheel of Misfortune.
Wheel of Misfortune.
So we have four shot glasses over here. We have a green one, a blue one, there's a red one, and a black one. We're going to spin the wheel, and whichever color it lands on, Elizabeth has to drink it.
There's also activities, though.
Is there? Okay. Well, then, hang on 1 second.
I thought you were doing it, too.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. Well, we had 3 minutes left, so I was going to. Yeah. But we're back. We're back.
We're back.
We're back on track. Here we go.
All right.
We're back on track.
Am I going?
Sounds like we have 1,000 people cheering us on. Yeah, you can go first.
All right. I'm spinning the wheel.
Okay. Go spin it. So anyway, some fun things to do for January, if you're in a warmer weather climate like us. What do you land on? Sergeant Blue. So it's like Sergeant Red, Sergeant Blue. Are they all sergeants? Or are they all?
Private Green, Captain Red.
Oh, Captain Red. Okay. Also, hopefully. Oh, Corp. Okay, nice.
Okay, it's your turn.
So hopefully by 2024, we're going to be. We're going to have a studio so we can do video and stuff. So you guys can watch us do our shenanigans and watch us when we wear our bucket hats and sunglasses. All right, I'm going to go.
All right, go, Blake. Go.
Okay, here we go. Talk to the people.
Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
He has to take off his bucket hat to spin the wheel.
Oh, my legs.
All right. All right. And spin. Spinning.
Don't drink.
Oh, lame.
Wait, but one more is 10 squats. So 10 squats.
All right.
All right, I'm going to do 10 squats. Oh, fudge.
How about Jesus?
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I don't think that should count. You should have to drink.
Okay. All right.
All right. We just did leg day yesterday, so even though I didn't have any weight on me, that was pretty rough. Let's do one more. One more.
One more?
One more for the crowd. One more for the new year. And then we'll cheers. And then we'll finish watching Fisher tonight. We'll have our party. Our little party here.
Go, 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 go. Everybody drinks.
Everybody drinks. All right. I'll drink.
You can get the cork.
All right. Let me get one of them. Is this just straight whiskey?
I think so. At least. It's like 100 proof.
100 proof?
Just kidding.
All right. I love you, my love. Thanks for having a great year with me.
Thanks. And thank you, everybody, for the great year, for listening to our nonsense.
Yeah.
About nudism.
Yeah. Also,
hopefully, I hope we like helped you learn something.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe not. They're probably like, these dorks. Just kidding. They're bucket hats. Just kidding. Alrighty, cheers to everybody. Cheers to our naked story. Cheers to all of Dell. Cheers to Bobby and Becky.
Cheers to the end of 2023.
Cheers, everybody, and happy nude year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.